Today, O God, we consider the idea of an apocalypse and the end times. Be with us as we search for a new way of being thoughtful and strong in our faith as your people of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, about 20 years ago or so, I went to a movie, and it was entitled The Last Night. And it was an engrossing and somewhat humorous, if you can believe it, drama, depicting normal people facing their last 24 hours. The world was going to end at midnight. And we never find out in the film how or why. And the film was set in Toronto, and with my dark sense of humor, my favorite part of the movie was when a bunch of local United Church of Canada people were gathering. Yes, they were actually named as United Church of Canada people in this movie, so I was quite thrilled about that. But they were gathering in canoes on the shores of Lake Simcoe. So they set out then for their final paddle, all singing loudly, Kumbaya. And so now, as I'm sure you all know, today's the last day of Reverend Maggie's Lenten series called Christianity 101. And it's fitting that it focuses on the last book of our Bible, which is the book of Revelation, of course. And the verses shared with us today by Maggie Wallace speak of our end times and the new heaven and new earth with the old ones passing away. Now, for Christianity 101, what Reverend Maggie wanted us to do was view Revelation through the lens of the Wesleyan quadrilateral. The what? Yes, the Wesleyan quadrilateral. And of course, you're all familiar with that, right? Some of you are. My goodness, that's wonderful. I didn't expect anybody to be, but I did, because I had to brush up on it myself. I mean, I'd heard of it, but I forgot what it meant. So for this reflection, I did recall that we learned about it in seminary because it's the brainchild of John Wesley, the 18th century founder of Methodism. And my own ancestors, some of them on my paternal side from Northern Ireland, were converted by none other than John Wesley. And as you know, the United Church of Canada is the entity that came about with the uniting, as in United Church, of Presbyterian, Methodist, and Congregational churches. And who knows when that was? 1925! You got it! So John Wesley, the originator of the Methodist movement, created the Wesleyan quadrilateral as a way, as a methodology for us to explore and to develop our faith. And John Wesley was called a Methodist because he was very, guess what, methodical. And the Wesleyan quadrilateral is, as the name suggests, four segments for us to use in deepening our understanding and practicing of Christianity. So the four parts of the quadrilateral make the acronym REST, R-E-S-T. They consist of reason, experience, scriptures, and tradition, REST. So what does John Wesley intend in giving us these four tools, if you will, for us to use? Well, for John Wesley, the most important part is the scripture segment. Scriptures have the highest authority for us to draw upon in understanding how God wants us to live. So we need to deeply and seriously read and absorb our Bible and its teachings. And the experience part is the second highest authority for us to employ. In other words, we are to pay attention to our personal experience of God in our own lives. Now, our third way to find the essential truths of Scripture comes from reason. And reason must be assisted, don't you love John Wesley? Assisted by the Holy Spirit. So for the final part of the four, we have what's called tradition. And what, pray tell, is tradition? Tradition, well, it's watching for and understanding God's various gifts of grace. Grace. And our response to God's grace comes by something I think most of us really try to do, which is to try to apply Christian values to our daily lives, which we do by way of God's grace. Now, at this point, I know what you're just dying to shout out at me. How does all this relate to the book of Revelation? Well, John Wesley believed that the Bible was the test tube of every spiritual revelation. And this test tube of the book of Revelation is also, and I'm sorry to mix metaphors, but it's a letter to Christians. But Wesley said that without the assistance of the Spirit, when we read or hear the scriptures, this letter to Christians is nothing but a dead letter. John Wesley said, I am a spirit that comes from God, and I am returning to God, as we all are. God teaches me, he said, the way to return to God is by revealing God's self in a book. A book. And it can especially be found in the book of Revelation. So he, every day, applied his own quadrilateral of reason, experience, scriptures, and tradition to be read through his scripture reading every single day, pausing, and reflecting upon how he lived his life. So let us apply his principles of rest, R-E-S-T, as we contemplate how we live our lives in God's world. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, today we take time to be holy as we live our lives the way you would have us do, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And while we absorb